That is a band from Asheville, North Carolina called River Wildlets. And man, are they good. I was introduced to them by our next guest who is bringing them here to Maine to appear at the historic Criterion Theater in Bar Harbor on September 6th. Amy Rader joins us in studio. Hello, Amy.
Hello. I'm exceptionally excited to be here to talk about River Wildlets because as a friend pointed out to me when I was discussing a particular store I like to shop at, they called me a brand evangelist, and I've become a brand evangelist for River Wildlets. I've been telling everybody about them, like hand-curating YouTube clips for certain friends to send to them. These guys are amazing, and I can't believe we scored them. And honestly, the reason that they're coming to the Criterion is because one of them happens to be in a wedding later in the weekend, and he's from Gouldsboro originally. So they just decided they were going to have a concert where their friends and family could come and see him, and it's at my theater, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, that is awesome. You sent me a clip of the NPR Tiny Desk concert,
yeah.
And it was incredible. One of them playing a typewriter,
yep.
An old manual typewriter,
yep.
a broken harmonium.
Yes, which they said they didn't want to get fixed because it sounded so cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they were fantastic.
Oh, they're just wonderful. They're one of those up-and-coming bands that if you come to see the show in September, you'll be able to tell people a year down the road, oh, I saw them in Bar Harbor. Like, they're on the rise. They're incredible. And people have asked me what their sound is like. And honestly, the best I can approximate is that it's this North Carolina sound.
Mm.
This rock with sort of melancholy folk over the top of it.
But a great instrumentation, amazing harmonies,
yes.
and hard to pinpoint a style because they do so many different styles and genres.
Absolutely. They remind me a lot of one of my favorite bands that was formerly of Athens, Georgia, and currently of North Carolina. That's the Winter Sounds. So when I first heard them, I'm like, oh, it's the next coming of the Winter Sounds. It's my second favorite band now. But they're a wonderful, wonderful concert, and it's a great price point as well. We have some fairly inexpensive tickets coming up for that. But we're sort of, they're the beginning of our fall fun series that we have going on.
Well, tell us more about your fall fun series, because I love fall. It's my favorite season, and I've been known to enjoy fun.
Oh, yes, and Bar Harbor is a lot more fun in the fall.
I guess it is.
Once the cruise ships stop coming. I hate saying that. We love you, tourists. We love everything about you.
We love you. Now go home.
We like it also when it gets a little quieter in Bar Harbor, and it's easier to get a table at the side street cafe.
For the best mac and cheese on the planet.
Oh, yeah. You can put lobster in it. Mm-hmm. Who'd have thunk?
Oh, yeah.
But what we have coming up that I'm really excited about after River Wildlets, we're partnering with the Maine Science Festival. We're doing something called a Story Collider, which is like the moth. It's almost exactly like the moth, only all the stories will have something in common, and that's a little touch of science. So Kate Dickerson from the Maine Science Festival approached me about this, and we're making it a joint fundraiser for the 1932 Criterion Theater and for the Maine Science Festival. We're very, very excited about it, and I might be telling a story there as well.
Ooh.
Unless I get better people, but you know, I might be telling a story there as well.
You're also going to be showing a movie that Carrie and I both have had the pleasure of seeing. But man, if you haven't seen it, you need to get to the Criterion to see Won't You Be My Neighbor? Or if you've seen it, go see it again.
Yes, and we have some very special ticket prices for that. We have $8 for our balcony reserve seating and $7 general admission. I will be charging $100 per Kleenex at the concession stand. Don't say I'm not an opportunist.
I like that idea. You've also got the Acadia Brass Ensemble of the BSO.
Yes, we're very excited about that. And if you're listening to this and you're an educator, on the day that we are presenting them, which is Friday, September 14th, we will have a 1 p.m. free performance for school groups. So if you're interested in getting in on that, if you're an educator, I know it's early in the school year, but you can't beat the price, email info@CriterionTheater.org.
You've had quite a summer, too. You were in here earlier kicking off the summer, but my goodness. I mean, just your photos alone of you hanging out with Billy Bob Thornton,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Judy Collins, yep. That kind of thing.
Yep. And it was, it just speaks to my relative age as a human that there I am with Billy Bob Thornton, an Academy Award winner. And what do we talk about? Food allergies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We just talked about food allergies and our aching joints. And I said, good luck, sir.
Can you share any information about Billy Bob's food allergy?
Yeah, shellfish.
I mean, this is the guy with the vial of blood around his neck
yeah.
in the old days.
Shellfish.
Shellfish.
So while his entire ensemble was gifted lobster rolls from Down East Deli, he was not able to enjoy them.
Oh.
And I was like, what a terrible state to come to. with a shellfish allergy. He's like, yeah, but it's real pretty. So that was a fun, fun concert. If you ever get the chance to go see Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters and you like rockabilly, you will not be disappointed.
And Judy Collins was wonderful.
She was delightful. She's about 3 feet tall. She's the tiniest human ever, but on stage, it looks like she was 17 feet tall. Mm. She was wonderful. She played with a young man by the name of Ari Hest that we hope to bring back sometime. Just this wonderful sort of, again, sort of folk-informed rock that he was playing solo on an acoustic guitar.
Well, for anybody who has not been to the Criterion, it is such a beautiful facility. And whether it's to see a concert or to watch a movie, there's no better place. I think in Eastern Maine, it's so wonderful to be there. So you walk the streets of beautiful Bar Harbor and then walk into this amazing 1932 theater.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know the story about the theater and how it was built. It's one of my favorite stories ever.
I don't. Please share. So
George MacKay was a gentleman who built the theater. He built it with money that he got from selling some stock certificates, but also money that he got from bootlegging. So,
all right, that makes sense.
The green room where Billy Bob Thornton and Ms. Collins relaxed was actually the speakeasy. And if the cops came in to raid the theater, all you had to do was go out of the speakeasy, down past the boiler, through this tunnel that went under the street, and you'd pop up in a storefront on Cottage Street.
Wow.
And be like, whatever, I was just shopping. I was totally not drinking in the basement of the Criterion Theater.
And so to this day, if you want to get in the back door of the Criterion, you have the special knock and you say, Amy sent me.
Yeah, you better say Chuck sent me. He's my production manager. He's in charge of keeping the back on lockdown there.
So you're enjoying the new job then?
Yeah.
Not so new job now.
Well, it's a couple months old, but yeah. I sure do love it. We have wonderful, wonderful patrons. We have an incredible volunteer staff as well. And if you happen to be hanging out in Bar Harbor for a large portion of the year and want to volunteer, we are always expanding our volunteer roles. And that might mean that you get to meet Billy Bob Thornton or Judy Collins or Montgomery Gentry or whoever happens to be coming through.
For people who want to get tickets, and you should, for River Wireless, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can hop on our website, and we just revamped our seating map on our website, so I recommend that you check it out there. It's www.criterion theater, and that's theater spelled R-E at the end, .org.
The real way.
Yes, the real way.
You can do that. You can also go onto Facebook and do what I did earlier today. I don't know why I didn't do it sooner, and like the Criterion Theater.
Yeah, I noticed that was a little late in coming, but that's all right.
I'm there. But as soon as you requested it, I'm all over it.
Yeah. And we have all of our updates on there. You can become a member through the Criterion Theater, which means you get first pick of those amazing concert series. Like, our members got first pass at Judy Collins. And there were people calling up the week of the event, and we had to say, I'm sorry, we were sold out as of March. So
wow. We're going to listen to a little more of River Wireless on the way out. But great to see you again, Amy.
Good
Thank
to see you.
You
too. Thank you.
Nice to have you here again. The date is, it's a Thursday, right?
Yes, it is.
Thursday, September 6th. The Criterion in Bar Harbor, and listen to this wonderful new group, see them in person, and as Amy said, be one of the cool kids who can tell everybody you saw him here first. Here's River Wireless on Downtown.